Last week, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross resigned after two female officers filed a lawsuit alleging he mishandled their harassment complaints. One of the officers said Ross had retaliated against her because the two had previously had an affair. While the news came as a surprise to most, the most unusual detail is that Ross stepped down. A WHYY analysis finds, since the start of 2018, female officers have sued their own department roughly every other month for harassment. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports those are just the cases that went to court.
Krista Haburn chose the law because she wanted to be a part of something bigger. She joined the Philadelphia Police Department in 2001. She was 25, and she felt like she'd found her family. Until she filed a complaint.
It's just not something you do. It's like you don't go and tell your mom on your brother and sister. You kind of keep that to yourself.
Haburn says she was sexually assaulted by her supervisor in his car outside a party. She filed a complaint and suffered the consequences.
It was, I wanted to climb the ranks. I was seen as a liar. You know, you become this person who is marked.
Haburn dropped her suit, but WHYY's analysis found that cases like hers are common. The city settled at least 36 harassment and discrimination suits over the past decade, costing taxpayers more than $2 million. Many of the top brass accused are still on the force, including Haburn's old boss. Women have been filing suits against their police departments for as long as women have patrolled the streets. In fact, in Philadelphia, the first ever class of women police officers was hired in 1976 under a federal mandate out of a class action lawsuit. A group of female employees claimed gender discrimination because as women, there was no way they could be promoted out of their desk jobs. At the time, the only way a woman could work for the police on the street was as a rape decoy.
1-4-3-2-1, how do you hear you?
Come in when I hear you loud and clear.
Maureen Rush runs public safety at the University of Pennsylvania and was one of the 100 women in that inaugural class. She remembers her first winter on the job. It was a particularly frigid one, and women weren't given partners or cars, so they patrolled cold neighborhoods alone on foot.
Each of the women were approached by the city, and they said, you could go inside, be warm, you know, wear regular soft clothes, paint your nails, wear lipstick, put earrings on, get the same amount of money. And all you had to do was sign this piece of paper, and that piece of paper said, in my opinion, women are not fit to work street patrol. It's like, screw that.
Police brass testified that women couldn't be on street patrol because they were physically unfit. They said they had an extra layer of fat that made them vulnerable to physical attack and worried they'd be too gullible to make good detectives.
That was in the news. They were talking to you worse than that. Supervisors, male supervisors, would use the C word. They would use the N word. They would talk over you like you were not there. It was clear you were totally unwelcome. They believed that you were taking a man's job. It was not discreet.
The department may have come a long way from that explicit discrimination, but the slew of recent lawsuits shows there's still work to be done. Kathy Spiller heads the Feminist Majority Foundation, which houses the National Center for Women in Policing. She sees harassment from male officers as a sort of backlash.
Male police officers are having a hard time accepting the fact that women are not only capable of policing, but in many cases, they're better at it.
There's evidence to show that adding female cops makes communities safer. A recent study from the University of Virginia found that an increase in female officers came with a drop in intimate partner homicides. Repeated domestic violence, where one woman reports multiple incidents in a month, also went down when female cops were added. Other studies have found that male police are more likely to use force than women. In 2018, Philadelphia City Controller Rebecca Reinhart recommended bringing in an independent third party to handle harassment claims among city police. Former officer Krista Haburn thinks that's a good idea.
Cops can't police cops. Sorry.
But it hasn't happened. Since leaving the force in 2011, Haburn has worked other jobs. She has never seen the culture of sexism she experienced as a cop. She says she thinks she understands why.
You have to be tough, because if you don't, you could get killed. Do I agree with that? No. You can do a whole lot more with verbalizing and using your words rather than automatically reaching and using power. And I think that's what it is. Toxic masculinity is about power. And that's what being a cop is. Power.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.